Brother Scotty, I can tell you, and I'm not picking a pride here, but I can tell you some preachers right now that at one time preached a good standard, held a good standard. Amen. Maybe even above and beyond. But now they've loosened up. Amen. Now they allow things that they never would have thought about allowing. How does that happen? Well, let me tell you something.
Come on.
I want you to hold me accountable to this. Amen. If anything, I'm harder on my girls than I am anybody else. Amen. You can look at my wife and see what I believe in. I realize I can't make her do nothing. She makes her mind up. She wants to run off. That's what she'll do. Amen. I'll never be able to make her do anything. Amen. But them girls out there, they still live at daddy's house. It's a privilege to live rent free. It's a privilege. Amen. To great God, have the air conditioning on. I turned it to 70. Amen. I woke up last night sweating. They turned it up to 73. Hey, I can't sleep when I'm sweating. I can't get enough thinking what's going on. It's a privilege to live at daddy's house. Daddy pays the bills. Daddy feeds you steak and taters. Daddy's been good to you. And as long as you live in daddy's house, it's going to go by daddy's rules. Woo!
Yes, Lord.
All right.
But I've seen a lot of preachers have one standard for the church and another standard for their family.
Yeah, that's true.
It don't work.
Won't work.
It don't work.
No.
Hey, man. Hey, it don't work. If it's good for my family, it's good for yours.
Right.
And if it's good for yours, it's good for mine. We got to have a level playing field, and everybody's going to, amen, go by the same field. Is that all right?
Yes.
Hey, let me tell you something, why I'm on it. Hey, just because I feel like saying it. Amen, I knew people that stood against, preach against women wearing pants, preach against the worldly attires. Amen, you mark it down. Amen, tape it that I said it. Amen, now we got them wearing skirts to their knees and pants under it to their ankles. It's the next step to taking the skirt off and wearing pants all the time. Hey, I come to tell us, we preached against it 20 years ago. It's still wrong today. I don't need to wear pants underneath my skirt.
Woo! Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on,
sir,
come on.
We got a good crowd because we're not up from now on.
Thank you, Lord.
At least you heard it tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, it's time we mark up. It's time we live right. Amen. Jesus is coming, and it might be tonight.
Right, right. Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on.
Help us, Lord.
Help us.
Discouragement. Satan is the greatest con artist in the universe. He will convince you that wrong is right. And if you listen long enough, he'll convince you that those things that everybody else is doing is okay. And that's why that we can go outside with men with no shirts and women half stripped down, and we still think we're okay and still think we're going to fly away to heaven, because the devil said everybody else does it, you'll be okay. And the devil says you can listen to your country music and your rock and roll gospel and it'll be alright. I come to tell us, hey, you're listening to the devil. And he's gonna get you in trouble.
Woo! Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yes, sir. How else do people live like the devil and think they're saved? How else does it happen?
Because the devil's told him over and over and over, you'll be alright.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Come on.
It won't be alright.
It won't be alright.
Holy, holy.
If that book right there takes a stand against it, I don't care who tells you it's all right.
That's right.
Yes, sir. It ain't all right.
Nobody.
The devil's a con artist.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
I want to read this. Amen. I got plenty of time. I'm not nervous at all.
Come on.
Listen here. A con artist is a swindler who exploits the confidence of his victim. He builds up confidence. That? And then it turns on them. Woo!
Yeah.
I've seen that in church. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, I seen con artists in church. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect con artists. They build up the confidence of their victim, and then they pounce on them like a lion. Hey, let me tell you something. You better watch out. People will take advantage of you. The devil will take advantage of you. He'd like to get us discouraged. He'd like to get us in a place where all we want to do is quit.
Right.
But David often fought his way out of discouragement. He said in Psalms 42 and 6, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Amen. What's he saying? Lord, I'm down. I'm depressed. What do I do when I'm depressed? I'm going to try to tell you. Hey, I'm cast down. Therefore,
right,
will I remember thee. When I am down and when my heart is low, I will remember thee. I'll remember you're on the throne. I'll remember you saved me. I'll remember you blessed me. I will remember the Lord. 16 and 5, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance.
Yes.
And of my cup thou maintainest my lot. Oh, help us, Lord. Amen. The fifth thing, I'm going to do my best to get this out. The fifth thing is hate. Hate will keep you down longer than anything I know.
You're right. Sure. Yes, it will.
Buckle your seatbelt.
Yes, Lord.
Hate is a poison.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes.
One man put it like this: when you hate, it's like you know, you hate this other person, and you think, well, but all it does, it's like you drinking the poison, thinking it's doing them harm.
Yeah,
uh-huh. All hate does is destroy you. It don't do anything to the other party.
Right.
Amen. Listen to me. I'm trying to help you.
Come on.
Hate carries insanity. It binds a person to consequences. It is a tiger. It spreads jealousy and revenge through the soul. If any man, listen here, Jesus said, John 4 and 20, at first on, if any man, John said, amen, say, I love God and hateth his brother, what is he? He is a liar.
Right.
For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? I come to tell us, you can't have unity in the house of God. We can't have unity in the church as long as we're eat up with hate.
Right. Holy God.
Come on.
Holy God. Holy Jesus.
You don't love your brother who you have seen.
Yeah.
How can you love God whom you ain't seen?
Right. Come on.
Jesus told him over there, said, thank you. He said, you visited me when I was sick.
Yeah.
You clothed me when I was naked. You fed me when I was hungry.
Yeah.
And they said, Lord, when doest this to you? And he said, what'd he say?
Yeah.
Well, when thou didst it to the least of these my brethren.
Yeah.
What does that tell me? If I feed my brother when he's hungry, then I'm feeding the Lord.
Yeah.
If I look out after him when he's cold and give him something warm to drink, I'm doing it for the Lord. Hey, it's the same. You flip the coin. When I hate my brother or I hate my sister, it's the same as hating the Lord. If I can't love my brother who I have seen, how can I love God who I have not seen? I come to tell us, we got to learn to forgive. There's people in our churches. There's people in this church. You're so eaten up with hate. Thank God you're miserable. We got to get rid of hate.
Come on. Yes, Lord. Holy God.
Yes. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Preach.
You got to get rid of hate, boys.
Yeah, you do.
Come on.
You got to learn to forgive.
Right.
Come on.
One thing I've learned in pastoring, you got to learn to forgive.
Come on.
People have said things about me,
yeah,
and I've had to turn the shoulder,
yeah,
and love them anyway.
Right, so true.
That's hard to do sometimes.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Amen. People said hurtful things.
Amen.
And you got to learn to forgive. Let me tell you something. You'll not go to heaven with hate in your heart.
Right.
Oh. And it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. We got to learn to forgive. Jesus said, with what measure you meet. If I want forgiveness, I got to learn to forgive.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
There'll come a day I'll need forgiveness.
Oh, yeah.
There'll come a day, yeah. Brother Tom, yeah. Amen, when I'm going to need forgiveness.
Right.
And if I didn't render forgiveness, it'll not come to me.
That's right.
Lord, help me. Amen. Calvary can stop that in you, sir. Calvary can stop that in you, ma'am.
That's right.
He can stop hate. You can take the rap, amen, while others got off. Praise God. But it just festers up. And you think about that. Amen. In that marriage, he or she has treated you wrong through the years. And that's festered up. And that's created hate. So and so said something that hurt your feelings. And you let it fester up.
Yeah.
Instead of settling it. Hey, come on.
Yeah.
And you let it get to you until it's taken you under.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Holy. Holy, holy.
I can't even remember what it was about. Michelle probably remember. Sister Barb chewed me out one time. Sister Barb Corns. She had a way to do it, you know.
Yeah.
She let me have it. And I guess probably I may halfway needed it. I don't know. Amen. I think she might have misunderstood really the situation. That's another misperception of pastor. People think they know what's going on when they don't know the whole picture.
No.
Amen.
Right.
Right, God, you don't know the stuff. Amen. And I'm not saying this irreverently or mean. You don't know the stuff that I hide. Amen. To keep peace. You don't know the stuff that I try. Amen. To keep low radar. To keep peace amongst folks. You don't understand. Amen. Yeah, great God. Amen. Somebody said you need me to straighten things out. I don't need nobody to straighten things out. I'm not one bit nervous. I'm not one bit afraid to preach on things. But this one thing I found, Brother Tommy. I've done it many times. And I've run folks off that's never come back through those doors. Hey, I've learned to wait and be patient until finally, if they go out the door, it'll be not because I did it out of a wrong spirit. Sometimes you can say the right thing with the wrong spirit and do a lot of harm. Right thing, wrong spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
And I've done harm that I cannot fix today.
Holy God.
Now I've learned through the years, Brother Billy, amen, that when I get up now and I preach like I'm preaching tonight, it's not with a bad spirit, but it's through the love of God and through the love of Christ. If you get mad at me tonight, amen, it ain't because I prayed and prayed. I've had this message. I had this message 2 weeks before I preached it the last time. I prayed and wooed and prayed and wooed over this. Hey, amen, I beg God to help you. I beg God to help me. We got to get some things out of our heart. If we're ever going to have revival, if we're ever going to have a move of God, we got to get some things out.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Woo! So I prefer being the one to cut to the chase because I'm the one that prays about it.
Yeah.
I'm the one that carries the burden Thursday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night around here.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Come on now.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yes,
all right.
That's all right.
Yes.
There's a preacher I dearly love. Amen. I love him with all my heart. I'll never tell you his name. I love this man as much as my right arm. He come preached one time. Michelle and I had met this family at the park. The girls were playing with the family at the park. And they come to this church for a short period of time. Aunt Mom would give up her pants. Man, she was laying things aside. Didn't even know anything about holiness. And she was doing good. But that little girl, they didn't have a lot. That little girl was coming, and she come that particular night in a pair of pants. And this preacher, you know, sometimes it's easy to scan the crowd and get a message.
Yeah.
I ain't got a lot of confidence in stuff like that.
No.
Great God, you need to learn to, if you can't get you a message right there, 66 books,
yes,
hundreds of pages right there of scriptures that you can preach from, and you got to look in the crowd to get a message, there's something wrong.
Right, brother, right.
And he looked out over that crowd and he saw a little girl back there. I don't know how old she was, 10 or 12 years old, had a pair of pants on. And that was his message for the night. Hammering away at pants. God. That family's never been back.
Oh, God.
Never been back to this church. I would have handled it in due time.
Yep.
When the time was right.
Right.
Amen. After praying that thing through on the altar. Yep. Amen. If you pray things through, I found this out. God will reach their hearts.
Yes. Yes.
I hate to bring Sister Lula up, but I've used her several times. And she don't mind. I've told you before, and that time they hadn't been coming long, and she had been doing some things, but I didn't know the Lord was dealing with her on some things.
Yeah.
And the Lord started dealing with me on this Sunday morning on a message about like I'm preaching this morning, tonight. Amen. Preach on everything you're sure of and some things you wouldn't have sure of. Amen. But Sunday morning we had Sister Martin, Sister Kirk, Charlie, Kathy, Michelle, and me, and I think Carolyn was coming on Sunday morning. We just had a handful of people that came on Sunday mornings. And the Lord gave me this message on holiness, and man, I was excited. I thought Sister Martin's going to shout on this. She liked that. I looked down that storefront, and we was in a storefront and had that big window, you know, the two big windows. And there come Keith and Lula around that corner. Now my heart was up here. It sunk down in my stomach.
Wow.
And I thought, my Lord, they just been coming for a little while. And I like these people, and now I'm going to lose them right off the gate here. Amen. So I flipped through my Bible there, trying to find something else to get you know. And I thought, well, I might preach something else. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, you preach what I give you to preach. Hey, I preached that message. Amen. Great God in heaven, I preached what the Lord gave me. And all day long, I went home, walked the floors and fretted, and I thought, boy, I'll never see him again. Amen. That night they come back, tears running down her face. She said, Lord, I was praying about some things to give up. And I said, Lord, if you want me to give them up, you let the preacher preach on them. Hey, amen. God was getting her heart in a fallow ground. God was getting her heart in a place. Come on. I come to tell us God will straighten folks up when it's time to straighten them up.
Yes.
Sometimes we get folks, we want to get them straightened up on our time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
Woo.
Yes, God.
This pastoral preaching here tonight.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
Hallelujah. Hate will take you under. Number six, stress. We're living in stressful times.
Yes, we are.
People having strokes in their 30s. Heart attacks in their 30s.
Yeah.
Amen. Overdoses. Yeah. Way younger than that. Teenage suicide at an all-time high. Yeah. The elder is stressed. The younger is stressed. There's stress all around. And if we're ever going to have a move of God, we got to get rid of anxiety. Yeah. It tightens the neck and the stomach. It gives people headaches that medication can't cure.
Yeah.
Hey, we're living in a stressful society. People turn to the bottle. They turn to the needle in their arm.
Yeah.
They try the wild parties. They go to the gambling casinos. They try everything in the world. But what they don't understand, there's only one place to get peace. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And what? I will give you what? I'll give you rest. Jesus said, I'll give you rest. Heroin can't give you rest. Marijuana can't give you rest. Rest. Budweiser can't give you rest. But Jesus said, I give rest.
Woo!
Thank God, I'll give you peace.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Aren't you glad you can tell him some things you can't tell nobody?
Right.
You're right about that. You're right about that.
He said, ye shall find rest unto your soul. I'm glad, Brother Earl. I'm glad, Brother Scott, I can get on my knees in an altar prayer and I can tell God, and he understands what my wife can't understand. He understands, Brother Daniel, when nobody around me understands. I'm glad he understands. Woo! I feel the Spirit of God right here. Hey, I said I feel a sweet peace right here. Raise your hand. Somebody needs peace. You need peace. You've been looking for rest. Won't you raise your hand? Let's pray right now. Oh, God. Lord, I see this heart. Lord, you see this heart. You see this mind that's torn apart. Would you give rest? Oh, God, would you rebuke the enemy right now? It's time to bring anxiety. It's time to bring stress. It's time to tear us down. Would you speak peace? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy,
Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Yay, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm done. Number 7. We got to get rid of selfishness.
Jesus.
I hate to tell you, but it ain't about you.
No.
It ain't about me. Let me tell you something.
Right.
If God calls me home, or if he calls me away from this work right here, this work will go on without me. I ain't the kicker that keeps the ball moving.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, God. I ain't the only fish in the sea. Amen. God, you wants to use me, but God don't have to have me. And God don't have to have you. He right. wants you. Right. Don't take what he said. He wants you. Right. And he wants me. Yes. He wants us in his army. Yes. He wants us to work. He wants us to do his will. Yes. Hey, but if you won't do it, he'll call somebody else. He'll save a drunkard off a bar stool. He'll take an addict off the gutter somewhere. Yes. Hey, God don't have to have me, but I've got to have him.
Right. Yes, Lord.
Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life for God's sake shall gain it. I come to tell you tonight, give yourself away to God.
Yes, yes. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. We hadn't dedicated Hudson yet. That's the next on the list we got to do.
Holy, holy.
We got to give these kids to the Lord. And just as much as we give our babies to the Lord, we got to give us to the Lord.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
We say we've done that, but we ain't done that when everything else is more important than coming to church.
Come on.
We ain't done that when everything else is more important than our prayer life.
Come on.
We hadn't done that when everything else is more important than picking up that book right there and learning God straight from his word.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Woo.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
We think too much of self.
That's it.
We'd rather work a little more. Make a little more money, buy a few more things, more and more and more of this world. And what's the world do? I've been preaching all night. The world don't do nothing besides tear us down, destroy us, stress us out,
yes,
and make us want to quit.
Yeah.
You're right.
Exactly right.
This is a cycle. You can't understand?
Exactly
right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
We got to give ourselves away to God and let God be preeminent in our life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Stand with me in this house. I'm done here. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I know you got it. You got the full load tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Woo! For whosoever shall save his life will lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. You lie in a state of spiritual death until you give your life away to God. You're spiritually, you're either spiritually dead, or what is that, dormant when you ain't doing nothing?
Yeah.
You're either dead or dormant.
Yeah.
Until God's got 100% of you.
Thank you, Lord.
He's got to have you. Paul said, listen what Paul stated in his case again and again. What did he say? He appraised his life and he says, Paul, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Another place he said, Paul, a prisoner.
A prisoner.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ. Over and over. Paul, a servant. Paul, a prisoner.
Yeah.
Paul, a slave.
Yeah.
What was he saying? He's saying, oh, Paul done give himself away. Paul ain't Paul's no more.
No.
Paul is God's now.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. I'm done here. Somebody help me up here. Selfishness will destroy you. One man learned this lesson far too late. In the only unselfish time in his existence, he cried out, I have five brethren. I've got five brothers in hell. Luke 16, the rich man cried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Oh, would you sit in Lazarus that he might dip the tip of his finger in water to cool my tongue. And this man's only act of selflessness, his whole life had been selfishness.
Yeah, yeah.
But in his only act of selflessness, he said, oh God, would you send them to warn my brothers? I've got five brothers. Tell him not to come to this awful place. But it was too late. It was too late. Lest they also come to this place of torment. Hell starts, sir. Hell starts, ma'am. with unconcern. You wrap yourself in a wardrobe of fine clothes and fare sumptuously every day, while others lie at the gates full of sores. And I'll guarantee you one thing, you'll wake up on the wrong side of judgment.
Right.
There's some things that can kill a generation. And I've listed seven that I feel like is killing our generation.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Every generation is a miracle of God. Amen. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. That moment of opportunity and responsibility comes to every generation when God calls us out to the field to reap.
Yeah.
What's our generation going to do? Is our generation going to have a cure for polio? Is our generation going to pass on the invention of a car, automobile, airplanes, trains? Amen. Is our generation going to pass on the, amen, maybe a cure for cancer? Amen. What's our generation going to do? You got to do something.
Yes, Lord.
The ball's in your lap. The ball's in your court. What are we going to do?
Right.
God's depending on us.
Holy God.
Can you be accountable? Brother Tommy's been preaching, I'm going to hammer it home. It's the truth.
Yes.
Can you commit to God? Churches of bygone generations, they committed to God.
Right.
Yeah.
We're living in the most uncommitted generation, I believe. Of course, I'm a young man. By far, the most uncommitted church world I've ever seen.
You're right.
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 Oh, don't count on me.
Come on.
Don't count on me. God says the opposite. I need some I can count on.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
Yes.
Help us, Lord.
Jesus.
Amen. I'm preaching to you to help the church.
Come on. Yeah. Come on, Brother Jason. Come on.
Holy I'm preaching to you trying to help you.
Yes.
Holy God.
It ain't about you. It's about God.
Right.
Can somebody help me real quick? Some of you studiers, Hudson Taylor, that great missionary to Africa died at 29 or 30.
Yeah.
And somebody said, what a waste of a life. He died such a young age, what a waste. Amen. But Hudson Taylor left in his biography when they found it later. He knew he was dying. He got that disease or whatever there at the end of it. He knew he was taking his life. And he wrote, you know, I can't remember. I wish some of you readers would help me. But he said something to the effect, amen. He said, I'm burning. He said, I'm burning for the Lord. He said, and some say I burned out at a young age, but he said, I burned all out.
Yeah.
I burned all out. Yeah. Amen.
Holy God.
He gave it all. 29 or 30 years old, he died on a foreign field in Africa. But he said this one thing, I burned all out.
Yes.
I burned out. Amen. I've come to the end of my road.
Yeah.
But I burned it all out.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Great God in heaven. I feel like somebody ought to shout it right there. Yeah, he said, I burned it all out. Brother Scotty, don't you want to burn it all out?
Yeah.
Hey, I burned it all out.
Yeah.
Hey, God, it ain't been about me, but I laid it all out. I've given it all to God. Amen. Is there somebody in this house would like to say, Lord, I'm going to burn it all out for you?
Hallelujah.
Oh God, I thank you for your word, Lord, here tonight. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I believe there's hearts being dealt with right here in this house. God, we need to get some things out. Help us, some of us, to sneeze, Lord, and expel some of these things that's hindering us. Expel some of these things that's holding us down. Help this generation, Lord. We've got to leave a mark for you. We've got to leave an impact for your glory. Help us, God. You're counting on us. We're all you got. We're the church of the living God. We are the bride of Christ, and you're going to come back for us in a short period of time. So help us, God, to do what you've called us to do. Help us to be committed. Help us to be accountable. Help us to be loyal. Help us to be faithful right here tonight, God. He'll be the first to step out. We got some praying already. Come on, let's step out, God. You count on me. Can he count on you? Come on, can God count on you? Oh, can you commit to God right here tonight? Get rid of some things out of your life.
Me. stay keep strong. Dear Lord, just wrap me in your arms, and I know I'll never be the same. Oh Lord, I know that I cannot make it on my own, but Lord, I've got to have you. Oh Lord, but they don't understand.